you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Ooh, we're here to empower you on Herb Talk. That's what we like to do. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. We got a great show. We are going to be talking about snakes. Ooh, I know those creepy little slithery things, you know, slithering on into spring. But we're going to talk about some of the drugs they're making from snake venom today and all this other stuff from venomous creatures, and you may be taking some of that, or somebody you know might be taking a drug made from that stuff, so we're going to talk about it. Also, for the second part of the show, we're going to be talking with John Monroe. He's been with us before here on the show. He is our natural vision expert. He'll be calling in from Boulder, Colorado here in a little bit, and he's going to be talking about natural ways to deal with some of these real serious vision problems, you know, not just pink eye, but, you know, things like cataracts and macular degeneration and floaters and, you know, torn retinas and things. So we've got we've got a big show. Oh, John's going to be with us next Tuesday also, because our shortwave listeners want to hear what he has to say. So he's agreed to do a show on Tuesday when our shortwave folks tune in. And so it should be a powerful hour, folks, a powerful one indeed. Let's see. We do have a crack report, and it's brief tonight. The cracker is kind of brief because I got a lot to cover on the snake issue. So, but before we get to all that, a big salute and Semper Fi. Praying for our righteous men and women in uniform. And, of course, you know, we're lifting them up in prayer, as well as, you know, all of the righteous men and women all over America, like yourself, right? So we want to have a strength, and we want to have righteousness. So where do we get that? Well, we get that from the Creator, right? So let's seek His face and ask for His help to strengthen us. And we as a nation moving forward, pulling ourselves together and but you know, it's His will if he'll help us out of the pit we're in. But it's our job to ask. So, mind the time; it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, what do we got here? Last but not least, obviously, in the quack report, we've got a pill that they're coming out with. Should be on the shelves in a few years. They're working on this pill for jet lag. I don't know if you've heard about this. The scientists want to reset your biological or human clock, I should say, for, you know, when you get, you know, overtired, fatigued, if you've got sleep deprivation. They want to just reset that like it never happened. They did some tests. Researchers at Manchester University found a gene that produces an enzyme which tends to control your body's clock, and they think they can manipulate that with this drug and reset it. So drug companies are, you know, throwing a whole bunch of money at this to develop a pill to apparently ease the impact of sleep deprivation, jet lag. So the pharmaceutical giant Pfizer has been collaborating with the research team at Manchester University to get their pill that think they've got all together in preclinical development stages here. And they're also investing in some other lines of research on similar types of products. You know, I guess you don't need sleep. Who needs that, right? Okay, just take this pill and forget it. Keep going. Impress the boss. Work 24/7, 365 days, and you don't even need a vacation either. So there, pills for that, I'm sure. I'm being facetious, but, you know, hey, got to have some fun. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. All right, we got our lovely engineer Frank with us tonight, and as always, doing a great job. We're going to be talking about the snake venom drugs. No, I'm not just talking about the, you know, antidote stuff either, okay? But we'll get to that. Because most people have heard of the snake anti-venom, you know, drugs to treat snake bites, right? Saved countless lives, no doubt, right? However, today, snake venom and the venom of sea creatures and spiders and other venomous things are all under investigation because the drug industry wants to create a new generation of drugs. Now, poisonous venom from cobras and rattlesnakes and copperheads and cottonmouths, sea snakes, crates, coral snakes, and others are now in big demand. Mm-hmm. So when petrochemical drugs tend to fail or cause too many side effects, well, modern medicine wants to turn to snake venom instead. So the problem with the beta blockers and diuretics and calcium channel blockers and a myriad of other hypertensive drugs is they cause secondary diseases known as side effects, and then patients just stop taking their medicines. So it was time for medicine to find a new generation of drugs with supposedly fewer side effects and, you know, to keep that drug money flowing. So there are about 3,000 different species of snakes, of which 600 of them are extremely venomous. Now, it makes sense that a profession that displays snakes on its medical symbol would turn to snakes to make some drugs. So we're going to take a look at this course medicine is taking and what we can expect and, you know, what our options are. Well, let's talk about these ACE inhibitors, because most of the blood pressure drugs or your ACE inhibitors, they try to control your blood pressure by converting angiotensin number one into a peptide called angiotensin number two. So that's what the drugs try to accomplish, to lower blood pressure. So medicine is searching for another source to possibly synthesize and to patent it and to offer you a new way to control blood pressure. Well, in the 1970s, there was this scientist called Sir John Vane, and he discovered that venom from the Brazilian viper would cause a sudden and massive drop in blood pressure, kind of dangerously deadly, of course. So, but they wanted to harness that action, but make it a hypertensive drug, you know, not deadly, but to control the high blood pressure. So in other words, the snake venom had a natural ACE inhibitor in it, but they needed to alter it so that it wasn't so deadly. So John Vane took his research to Squibb Pharmaceutical, and the scientists there, one was David Cushman and the other was Miguel Anditai, I think is how you pronounce his last name, Anditai. But they went to work, and they wanted to create a synthetic version of this venom to treat hypertension, and they did. And the drug came out, and they called it Capitril. So these drug versions of snake venom, called ACE inhibitors, are said to decrease the risk of adverse events, you know, your heart attack and your strokes, by about 20 to 75%. So what are the side effects from taking a drug based in venom proteins like this? Well, these drugs are not for pregnant women, because it can kill the unborn baby. Also, women of childbearing years on such drugs, they require them to abstain from having sex or to take birth control while they're on the drug. Now, breastfeeding mothers are also warned the drug does pass through breast milk. Now, the average side effect of your Capitril snake venom drug is rash, itching, swelling, dizziness, dry mouth, loss of taste, fainting, fast heartbeat, muscle weakness, infection, fever, chills, sore throat, change in the appearance of urine, possible liver failure, yellowing of the skin and eyes, severe abdomen pain, and possible respiratory arrest. So Capitril is prescribed for blood pressure, congestive heart failure, renal failure, and diabetes. Now, why would anyone risk these side effects, which are just as bad or even worse than the older drugs they're replacing it with? Hello? Does anybody research their drugs before they put them in their mouth? I want to know. Let's talk about the snake venom medicine a little bit more here. Most of the venom is protein-based, enzymes and peptides and toxins, and the strength of the venom is going to vary from species to species of snake or spider or whatever. And also, it's going to if it's a snake, it depends on the age of the snake. So venom offers venom differs in that some of the venom can be made what they call hemotoxins, which tend to target blood and cause hemorrhaging, and some venom contains neurotoxins, which target the nervous system, and they stop functions like breathing. So the venom that these snakes carry is extremely deadly and can crash the body's entire system, causing immediate death. So obviously, the drugs derived from the hemotoxins are used for blood disorders and cardiovascular events. So if you arrive at the hospital with chest pains or you're under the symptoms of a heart attack, the doctors may decide to use the venom from the rattlesnake or from the African saw-scaled viper to try to save you. Now, it is said that the snake venom is hemotoxic and it dissolves blood clots. So modern medicine is using more and more of these proteins from poisonous venom to treat cardiovascular events like stroke. Now, research into the venom of the Malayan pit viper may prove deadly to blood clots in stroke patients. So patients are encouraged to keep taking these types of drugs to prevent future clots, and there's really not that much long-term testing. So more research into venomous creatures is underway to see if toxic proteins and venom can be made into drugs to treat diabetes, renal failure, Parkinson's, and Alzheimer's disease. Now, one of the most poisonous snakes in the world is the African mamba snake, and its venom is being studied to find out how the proteins work in order to destroy nerve cell receptors. They hope to use this toxin to reverse learning disabilities or tremors or to stop pain receptors. So modern medicine hopes that toxic venom may lead to future uses in the treatment of cancer by disrupting blood flow to tumors, but leave healthy cells alone. Well, why would you need snake venom when you got dandelion root that already does that? All right, well, this is just a new phase of pharmaceutical companies that they've shifted to creating some new drugs marketed as, you ready, bioactive proteins. Nobody would have a clue that it's poisonous venom it's derived from, right? Bioactive proteins, that sounds pretty safe, right? So they want to use these bioactive proteins to target specific metabolic processes. Well, let's talk about the new generation of drugs. Now, what we're witnessing in research is a new generation of venomous drugs made of synthetic proteins and enzymes mimicking snake venom. Now, snake venom, a snake venom researcher by the name of Wayne Hodgins from the University in Australia, he's studying the sea snake and the venom that snake has. And they want to find out how the toxin in that sea snake targets a particular brain cell involved in learning and memory. So researcher Hodgins says this: we think the neurotoxins might be useful for working out what is happening in the brains of people with memory disorders such as Alzheimer's, and it could lead to new treatments, end of quote. Well, what about brain injury patients or kids on autism? You know, will they be treated with snake venom? And what about snake venom vaccines to prevent future diseases? I know that sounds odd, but I don't put anything past modern medicine. Now, in 1998, Merck Pharmaceutical unveiled a drug called Aggrastat, which is derived from the venom of the African sauce-scaled viper, and it's marketed as a super aspirin. So this drug is given to diminish clotting, for strokes, it's given for angina pain, and for heart attacks. And French scientists are looking into using the venom from the copperhead snake to treat breast cancer. Well, let's talk about this snake drug industry for a second. You know, contamination of drugs does happen, okay? Now, in 2012, you may recall the mold contaminated some steroid drugs that caused severe pain, abscesses and meningitis, and spine infections in patients. So in 2012, there was about 1,400 people that received steroids that were contaminated with black mold, and it was manufactured by a New England compounding center. So the report is that 39 people died and 555 are trying to heal from the infections. So you have to wonder, what could happen when snakes become man's drug factory? So modern medicine has been using anti-venom for about 100 years, but it takes abundant resources and skill. So when you're dealing with poisonous venom, it is time-consuming, and it requires intense resources. So after capturing the deadly snakes, that's just the first thing they got to do. Then they got to give the snake some light anesthesia, and then they got to milk the snake of its venom and collect it. Now, a whole lot of snakes have to be milked in order to produce enough venom. So the National Institute of Health reported that an experienced snake handler had to have extreme skill to acquire 1 pint of venom which could take more than 3 years to collect through like 70,000 milkings of a snake. So the venom can go bad quickly, and any drugs they make will have a very short shelf life. So the venom is made into a concentrate, and then it's freeze-dried, and it has to be properly labeled with the correct snake species and the age of the snake, because older snakes are more venomous. Their venom's more potent. So the anti-venom process is not yet complete, though. Often horses are used to create the antibody for snake venom, and they are given the venom, and then their blood is used to help make the antidote. So if horses are not used, other hosts may be goats or sheep, donkeys, rabbits, cats, chickens, camels, rodents, and even sharks. So the antidote is made on the premise of a vaccine. You know, give a little of the venom and watch the body make the protein for an antibody through the immune system and the lymph nodes, the glands. So the process can be shorter or longer depending on the type of anti-venom that they're trying to make, because, you know, there's several hundred, you know, snakes that are poisonous. So the precise amount of venom given is important in order to get the proper immune response to make the anti-venom from the blood. So this is very precise, very delicate situation. So the process can take 10 weeks, and the WHO has guidelines on how an animal should be bled once their body has made an antibody for the venom, so they can take anywhere from 3 to 6 liters of blood. Then they take some salts and some other solutions, and they add that to the blood to extract just the protein that they're needing from the blood, and then they filter the plasma and extract the antibody. Obviously, this is a multi-step process, and only venom processed in the United States, the only venom that's made here in the U.S., is from the coral snake, which is used to treat all North American snake bites except the coral snake. I don't know, go figure. Okay, so the likelihood of an allergic reaction can happen, by the way. And one vial of snake venom antidote costs the hospital about $1,600. And guess how many vials they would need to give somebody as an antidote for a snake bite? 20 to 25 vials are used to treat one snake bite. So hospital charges to treat a snake bite can run into the six figures. And you know what? Rabies treatment has a similar cost, by the way. It's just incredible. So is there an alternative? Well, many people in third world countries don't have the ability to store or afford anti-venom. So what do? Well, many are forced to either let their immune system and liver work on the poison and hope for the best, or they take herbs to help them. So out of necessity, guess what? I developed a snake bite kit to deal with a copperhead snake. And we've also used it on brown recluse spider bites with great success, because these type of venomous creatures are prevalent here in North Carolina. So my black lab actually ran into a copperhead snake about 4 years ago. And, you know, the vet bill would have been outrageous if I hadn't dealt with it by using some herbs. So out of that came my snake bite kit for pets. And, of course, we do have a snake bite kit for adults, humans. So, and you can use it on kids. You just have to adjust the dose. So if you're like in a remote area and you can't get to medical treatment fast enough, then you definitely want to want something to stand in the gap. Or if there's no medical treatment whatsoever in our future, you're definitely going to want to know what to do. So snake bite kits that work are going to be tried and true tested. Those are the ones you're going to want to stock. Also, you know, I wouldn't use any pharmaceutical drug synthetically derived from venom for heart, kidney, cancer, or diabetic conditions. I'm sorry, I wouldn't. So if you prefer to have powerful herbs to strengthen your body instead of poisoning it, well, you might want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a toll-free number, and you can request a free product catalog. or order your very own personal snake bite kit. The number is toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, the international number is 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. And you go to the website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, and right now on the homepage, there's a coupon right there on the homepage where you can cut and paste into your shopping cart, and you'll save 15% on your order, and that's for today only. It's a spring special. Today is the first day of spring, so we're welcoming in the warmer weather, the sunny days. I'm ready. You know, I'm ready for, you know, sunshine, birds chirping, lawnmowers humming. I'm saying goodbye to winter. And so we're celebrating with a one-day special. So if you'd like to save 15%, and it doesn't have to be a snake bite kit. You can get anything you want. You can get your cleanses, because spring is the perfect time to start your cleansing, your organ cleansing. You can get your allergy products if you got, you know, sinusitis issues. So you can stock up and save 15% today. Just cut and paste that one-day coupon into your shopping cart, or if you're shopping over the phone, just mention it, and you will get the discount. So go to thepowerherbs.com, because that's where your healthcare options just became endless. And by the way, herbal tinctures have a 10-year shelf life. So it's not like venom, but it's a very short shelf life. You know, your herbal tinctures are going to be there when you need them. So if you properly store them, they have a 10-year shelf life. So you might want to look, if you're on the website, you might want to look for the popular heart and cholesterol blood pressure formula, so you don't have to take, you know, some ACE inhibitors made from snake venom. And then they have also the diabetic formulas, and they have the brain concentrate formula for improved memory, and the dandelion root if you're ever worried about cancer stuff. So the folks at Windsor Medical Hospital in Canada discovered dandelion root, very powerful against all forms of cancer, destroys the cancer but keeps healthy cells alive and healthy. So why risk the snake venom when you can do the dandelion root? So, of course, you will find the snake bite kit for people and pets there. It's also important to have that on hand. It works great. And check that out. If you want, pick up a pandemic kit, too, while you're there, so you can save the 15%. You might as well. Now, for those of you that are on our newsletter mailing list, you get special discounts, I think, for the subscribers. They got a special discount and free shipping. So if you want to sign up for a free online newsletter, go to the newsletters tab at thepowerherbs.com and sign up for the newsletter. HealthQuest newsletter goes out tomorrow, so you can sign up today and get your issue going out tomorrow, and you can have some special discounts in there. So check that out. All good things in the HealthQuest newsletter. Lots of natural therapies to empower you. And also, there is a snake handler video that you go on YouTube and check it out. It's included. It's a link that's included in this week's newsletter, but it's an incredible thing. It's what they do overseas with the snakes. They kind of, you know, corral them in this pit, and then they go in there and they pick them out. And it's just amazing to watch them handle cobras that way. I mean, it creeps me out, but you know, they just go in there and they toss these snakes around like it's a bag of laundry. It's nothing to them. I mean, they pick them up and they look at them, they throw them. YouTube, go to YouTube and just type in snake slap, because the handlers slap the snakes and they do all kinds of interesting things. I know. Well, also, if you have pets, we're all about, you know, we want organic pets, some healthy organic pets. So we do have the Power Greens for Pets. That is awesome. You just stir it into their pet food for dogs and cats, and you know, just watch your pet's health improve. And it is oral organic, special oral organic blended plant proteins, no grains. So there's nothing in there to spike an allergy response. And it is cheaper and it's better quality than the diet. So you can check that out, Power Greens for Pets. That's also at thepowerherbs.com website. And if you're looking for more herb secrets, don't forget there is the Power Herbs ebook. It's just $14.99, and it's got 400 pages of informative information and an herb symptom reference guide. So you can kind of get your feet wet learning about herbs and what you'll need to do, maybe even get some ideas about planting your own herb garden and how to make your own herbal tinctures. So check out the book, the Power Herbs ebook, just $14.99. Well, I see the time has come for our break, and we're going to be talking with John Monroe on natural vision cures on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we have a returning guest. We have John Monroe calling in from Boulder, Colorado. He's been with us before. He's our natural vision expert. He works with Dr. Banker's group out there, and they have this wonderful home study vision improvement kit, and he travels the country and promoting and giving lectures and workshops with the kit, and he's also working with me to improve my vision. So there's lots of ways to improve vision, and he tends to concentrate on lifestyle changes to bring you back in balance and, you know, avoid the toxic chemicals and the surgery. So John Monroe joins us. Welcome to the show, John.
Hey, Wendy. How you doing today?
I'm doing okay. How is the weather out there in Colorado?
70 and sunny.
Oh, it's spring. Today's the first day of spring. I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah. It's over here now. It'll be fine.
All right. Well, right. And now you've been with us before, and we've talked about lots of things, and we've talked about some minor things and some more serious issues with vision problems. But really, what is the number one question you get when you travel around the country giving workshops and things?
We get all kinds of them, you know. Basically, you know, people are pretty skeptical about things, you know. But I always try to tell people, look, you know, I've been doing this every day now for over 20 years, and if something doesn't work, you usually don't stay in business. You know, if you don't have a good product or a good service,
right,
or something, you're not going to last 20 years.
Right.
And it's like you. How long have you been working in what you're doing? You know, how long,
right,
has your company been around?
Yeah, 14 years. So, yeah,
yeah,
I get it.
So you wouldn't still be there if you didn't have a good product or service. And I just tell people, hey, you know, this is a natural vision improvement. It's something that you just need to get into it. It's just like snow skiing or getting a new car or, you know, doing something that you like and you're into it. You know, if you want to improve your eyesight, it's basically what we're doing is for people that are into their diet, their health, and they go to the gym and they work out, and they, you know, they're doing something. Life isn't such a downer for them. You know, it's for people like that, or the more upbeat and just, you know,
proactive
yeah,
folks. Right.
But people that sit on the couch all day and watch TV and they're unhappy and nothing's going to work and they're negative, and what we're doing probably just doesn't interest them that much.
Right. Well, you know, there's one thing a lot of people just don't even realize is that glasses, eyewear, although necessary if your vision's not 100%, tend to promote poor vision in the long run, correct?
Right.
Right.
Glasses help you see better when you put them on. You can see everything, but they don't help stop the cause of the problem why you're not seeing good. There's a reason you're nearsighted. There's a reason you're farsighted. There's a reason that you can't read that small print, you know, presbyopia. There's a reason you get cataracts and glaucoma, macular degeneration, blepharitis, iritis, uveitis. There's tons of eye problems people get. But there's reasons they develop in the body. And that's what we try to teach people about what they are and the symptoms and the causes and how to reverse them and how to prevent them and all that.
Yeah, well, what would you say the number one reason people fail to improve their vision is? They don't stay with it long enough, they don't do it as directed, or both?
Well, a lot of people just, their lives just aren't going the way they want them to. You know, they're just not making that big money, they're having problems with this and that, and they're just, I don't know, they're just unhappy, they're just not into what they're doing. Some people are successful and their stuff's working out and they're, you know, they're trying to get ahead. But when it comes to your eyesight, it really doesn't matter what you're doing. If, you know, you need your eyesight to see. And if that matters anything to these people, then we can help them. You know, the way things are going in the world, it's, you know, pretty discouraging out there.
It's going to be real important to do whatever it is you can do. You know, it's about empowering people
right.
to give them an option, an alternative, because, you know, as you said, a lot of things are getting real expensive and people can't afford it. So why wouldn't they grasp onto something inexpensive and something they have the power to, you know, change without
surgery? Well, they probably think anything that sounds too good to be, you know, it's probably not going to work, or it's that, oh, that sounds too good to be true, or.
Right.
You know, I don't think that works. And, you
well,
know, if you go to most of your eye doctors and you ask them about eye exercises, you ask them about nutrition and diet and your attitude, mm-hmm. they don't know. They tell you, oh, that doesn't work, or they don't know. But all those guys, any medical doc you go to, all they do is some kind of type of surgery and prescribe drugs, and that's all they do.
That's right, and I'm a testament to your program, because I've been improving slowly but surely. I'm making progress.
Yeah.
Everybody works at their own speed. I, you know, took a break here and there when my schedule got tight, but overall, nearsighted, and I was a -4, but now I'm a -2, so I'm getting there. But it's just taking a little time, and I'm putting in the work. But it's just a few minutes here and a few minutes there throughout the day. But it's consistency that's important. And, you know, if you go to the eye doctor, John, and you say, hey, you know, I got these floaters, you typically hear from your doctor, well, it's, you know, it's just a symptom of old age. You know,
that's
you hear that
it's
stuff.
Genetic or old age. That's all old school type of stuff.
I know. So what, you know, what are floaters for our listeners that never heard about them?
Well, a floater is when you're looking through your eye, everything you can see is your visual field. So if you notice a little black dot or a little hair, or might even look like a little spider, you know, moving around in your field, you know, when you move your eye up or down, you might notice it moving around in there. That's called a floater. And what that is the inner lining of your eye is called the retina. And it's about the thickness of tissue paper. I say this all the time, but that's how thick it is. It never changes. It doesn't get thicker or thinner. The retina has a thin coating of jelly on top of it, and it's called vitreous gel. And it's kind of like Vaseline. You know, it's a thin coating of this on top of the retina. And then the rest of your eye inside of it is full of aqueous humor. It's kind of like egg white. That's kind of the texture of it. But what you're seeing floating around in your eye is little pieces of that vitreous gel breaking off the retina, and it's getting into the aqueous humor, the rest of the fluid in the eye, and it's floating around in there, and that's what you see floating around. And there are ways to reverse that, and you have to learn out what's causing this to happen. Why am I developing floaters? It's called a vitreal detachment.
Okay.
Is what the doctor will call it, vitreous detachment. But basically, that's what floaters are.
Well, you can get rid of floaters, though, right?
Right. A lot of people are very, you know, getting nearsighted. You know, their prescriptions get higher and higher. they can develop floaters more because when you're nearsighted, your eye's becoming more egg-shaped. It's more elongated. You know, it's more sausage-shaped.
Mm-hmm.
And it pulls on the retina, the inner part of the eye, which is real thin, and you got this thin coating of jelly on top of it, and as the eye stretches out like that, that jelly can break loose and float around.
Mm-hmm.
And also the eye being too dehydrated inside can cause the vitreous jelly to dry up, you know, and it can break off and float around. So there's ways to help hydrate the eye more and help reattach the floaters. And when you do the eye exercises like you did, you went from a minus 4 to minus 2.
Right.
Even though you're not down to minus 0, you know, you're not 20/20 yet without your glasses, you still improved your eyesight 50%, and you've helped your eye become more round, you know, and take that pulling off of the retina.
Yeah, my eyes don't feel as tight.
Right.
You know? And by the way, my son, my 19-year-old, sees me doing these eye exercises and stuff, and you know, from your kit, your self-help vision care kit, and he goes, "What is this?" And I'm like, "Well, look," and I showed you have some wonderful diagrams in your kit, which really helps explain what's going on with your eye.
Right.
And he was just amazed. He looked at the diagram, I think 311, with all the muscles that are attached
right,
to the
right.
eye,
the outer eye muscles, yeah.
Absolutely. And then you had another diagram of the shape of the muscles for nearsightedness and farsightedness and
right.
and how that visual field is affected. And he was just like,
oh, yeah.
Wow.
There's actual drawings in the manual, the
right.
anatomy drawings that show you all these parts of the eye you're working on. And
right.
Dr. Manker actually hired an artist to draw all those illustrations.
Well, they're just awesome. You know, it
yeah.
really helps you and your mind to understand what it is you're accomplishing when you do all these exercises. And
took a lot of time to put the kit together and just get it to where it is now, you know.
It is just great stuff. It's really – and it covers a lot of vision problems, but you do have a master area where you can just look up – let's say you're nearsighted and you just want to work on that. And you don't
right.
have to, you know, leaf through all this stuff. You can just get to those sections and work on that. So I like.
Well, it has the index section in the front of the book, and then right after that's a forward section.
Right.
And all the different eye problems are listed, and there's different categories you can go down and look at, and it tells you what pages to go to. Yeah, it's really good the way she laid it out. She
yeah. Well,
she
I mean,
knew
you
how to write a
to
book.
The- Yeah, it's a cut to the chase. So if you don't have a lot of time, you can just get to the things you need to get done, and that's what I like about
right.
it. So, but you
the work
but
of
you
art
give,
that kid.
Yeah, well, you travel the country and you do workshops, and people can go to the workshop and get a kit.
Right.
Where's your next workshop going to be?
The next one coming up's in Stamford, Connecticut. They're all listed on our website.
Mm-hmm.
And you just go to drbanker.com, drbanker.com. And when you get to the home page, up in the left corner there, just click on the seminars link. And you'll see where our workshops are. There's a workshop description right there. You can read it. And it shows the different cities and days and times we're doing them. We usually do them on a Saturday. And it's from 10 in the morning to 6 p.m. at night, and people come to the workshop, and we teach them how to use the kit. It's like spending 8 hours with Dr. Banker at the workshop, because I present it just like she did. And it's a great workshop. A lot of people start seeing better right there. You know, it depends on the strength of your prescription and your lenses, but it's a whole education for people, and they're just, you know, once they see what it is, they're pretty amazed with it by the end of the workshop. It's way more than they expected. And I've had all ages there. I've had people bring their you know, 10, 11, 12-year-old kids with them to the workshop, people in their 60s and 70s. It's amazing. And they all have different eye problems. And they're just amazed to be there and see this and then see all these other people that have different eye problems there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite an amazing workshop.
Well, we do hear a lot of questions lately at our place regarding cataracts, and
oh, yeah.
And I guess the sooner the better, if you know you got a cataract,
yeah,
to work on it, because the longer you let it go, the harder it is to deal with, correct?
Well, cataracts, it's good to know what type of cataract you have. There's different types of cataracts. You know, there's senile cataracts. There's nuclear cataracts. There's Christmas tree cataracts. There's post-subcapsular cataracts. So there's other types of cataracts. And you always, if they tell you, well, you have cataracts, you want to know what type it is. And then you want to know what stage it is, and that tells you how big this cataract is, you know, how much it's taken over the lens in your eye. And usually they'll go from stage 1 to 4. Some doctors, they go from stage 1 to 10. But I like 1 to 4 because if it's a stage 1 or 2, we can usually help reverse that non-surgically. But if it gets too big, if it takes over too much of the lens, the only other option is to have the surgery.
I see.
So, and then we try to teach people why they get cataracts and how you can even prevent getting them. You know, there's different glasses like trifocals, bifocals, reading glasses, progressive lenses. When you use those for 10 years or more, you can start developing cataracts and glaucoma from using those glasses. And just like I said, when you get too nearsighted and your eyes getting too stretched out, you're prone to having a retinal detachment, retinal tear, developing floaters. So this takes time to happen, but, you know, unfortunately, that's why we're talking on the radio and trying to get
right.
this word out there and let people hear about it. But
yeah, and
glasses help you see, but they don't help the cause of your problem.
Right, and some people aren't, if they're thinking about improving their vision, like through surgery, you know, some people aren't a good candidate for the surgery, and so this is an option for them, right?
Right. If you want to have LASIK surgery to improve your distance vision, you know, nearsightedness, myopia, your cornea has to be a certain thickness before they'll even do the surgery. And if they do the surgery, then they're thinning your cornea with a laser, which isn't good. You can take the eye muscles and work with them with eye exercises, and when you do that, you release the tension on the eye, it becomes more round, and the cornea becomes more curved properly. And you can do all this without surgery. And,
well, let me ask you, do people that have the LASIK surgery, do they run the risk of problems, more problems than
right.
those who do not? They do?
Yeah.
What kind
yeah.
of problems do they run into?
Well, a lot of people, they'll call me and say, you know, 3 years ago I had LASIK surgery, now I'm not 20/20 anymore. They'll say I had LASIK surgery 5 years ago, and now I'm not 20/20 anymore. And they can't see good. And I said, well, that's because your outer eye muscles that move your eye around have tightened up some more, and they're holding the tension, and they just change the shape of your eye more. You become more nearsighted.
Uh-huh.
So now you can't see as good. And I said, if you do these eye exercises, you can get back to 20/20 with those lenses in your eye, even if you've had cataract surgery. If you're not seeing as good as you did when you had the surgery, we can even help you improve that back to 20/20.
Well, I know it occurred to me when I first met you that you were telling me about this kit and that, you know, you could get your vision back and just work with it. And I said, well, you know, one of the things I was concerned about as a single mom was the expense of having to change glasses as my vision
right.
improved. But you had a solution to that.
Well, reading glasses, you can get those up to like a plus 3.0 at the drugstore.
Mm-hmm.
But if you need a higher prescription than that, or if you need glasses to see far away, you can get glasses and bifocals for your distance vision and bifocals online. There's a website you can go to get glasses, and they have frames and lenses. And they make them for you, and they ship them to you, and it's like $20-$30 for a pair of these glasses. Because as your vision improves working with this program, you need to reduce the prescription in your glasses.
Right.
So, for nearsighted people, there is an opportunity to get them online, and people need bifocals. But if you
just need reading
glasses, you can get those at the drugstore.
Yeah, so you can just, you know, plug your prescription in. And yeah. And these glasses that I buy direct is the website. And they ship them out of Canada. And
yeah,
that really
that you got to spell it though, so they'll know it's E Y E B U Y D I R E C T iBuyDirect.com, and there's another one, ZinniOptical.com. And you can get nice glasses really cheap, and you don't have to go to the doctor. You just put your prescription in there, and they make them for you, and you pick out the lenses and the frames and everything.
Yeah, and they even send you these, like, you know, buy one, get second one half off. So, you know, it's a good idea to, you know, go ahead and get the second one half a diopter weaker so that when you're ready to move into that prescription, you already have it ready. So that's what I did.
Right. You know, I was talking the other day about people and how they procrastinate so much and pontificate and just, you know, they just don't do things and try to do things. And, you know, they should be more open-minded and try to learn other things and see what's working out there and what's happening and try to improve their situation, you know, and it won't be such a drag for them.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I know the program works, but you just have to, like you say, do it. And the same thing with our products here at Apothecary Herbs. You know, we got products that work, but they actually have to be used. You know, they have to be used in order for them to produce results. So, yeah, people can't procrastinate when they have options out there, especially options like your self-help vision care kit that's just awesome. And it's not that expensive. And
A lot of people, they run for the glasses, you know, you just put them on and wear them, but they don't realize that it's just letting their problem get worse. A lot of people, when they're mostly upset, they run for the alcohol and the drugs and instead of herbal products that could help them. And, it you know, it's just what people are into. And, you know, there's a lot of people into health and going to the gym. And our program is like a gym in the box for your eyes, you know, how to improve
like
your eyesight. And keep it healthy, and there's just so much you can learn about this. It's amazing.
Well, our older listeners probably are wondering about macular degeneration. Can you deal with that one?
We deal with all the eye diseases and eye disorders. Whatever you have, we've worked with it. And blepharitis, uveitis, iritis, stigmatisms, cataracts, glaucoma, macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, diabetic retinopathy, nearsightedness, farsightedness, presbyopia, floaters, night vision, you know, glaucoma, high pressure in the eye, lazy eye, amblyopia. You know, I could sit here and go on and on. It's just amazing how many eye problems people get, floaters.
Cool. Let me ask you this one, John. There's some people that get like migraine headaches, and they can lose part of their visual field temporarily.
Right.
Does your program help reduce those headaches?
See, when you get that, a lot of times it's swelling in the brain. It's from poor circulation of blood in the brain, and the brain can swell up and put pressure on the optic nerve, and then you can't see good. So migraines, you know, there's a lot of things that cause that. That's a whole nother thing to go
another show
through,
well,
but there's a lot of things, basically poor circulation of blood to the brain is what's happening there.
Well, I recently had a customer in Tennessee who had been under extreme stress, and stress really does affect your vision, as you probably
know. It tightens up the blood vessels and cuts down your blood circulation.
Absolutely. And so what he did is he was seeing floaters, and then he saw black specks, and then he said it looked like he was looking through a fishbowl. He got really murky. So what he did is he kind of popped a blood vessel in there in his eye, and he there was some blood, and fortunately he didn't have a tear. So it all settled down, but he had to work on not being so stressed. And
That's the guy I talked to.
Yeah, and he had to get off the coffee. You're exactly right.
He wasn't sleeping good. He was drinking too much coffee, which is full of tannic acid. That they never talk about the tannic acid in coffee. That's the, you know, ghost in the closet. But
yeah, that's another thing. I got off the tea, you know, just your regular you know, English tea and so forth, and I went to the green tea.
Right,
and
all
that,
your herbal
and that,
teas.
That was a huge benefit to my eyes.
Yeah.
So I definitely, my eyes not feeling so dry. So dry eye is a big thing. And,
you know,
you don't need to
coffee's a big problem, decaffeinated or not.
Right.
It still has tannic acid in it. And then all your regular iced teas that you buy at the store to make iced tea with, and then you got chai tea and black tea, they're all full of tannic acid. Anybody listening should Google T-A-N-N-I-C acid and read about it. And it causes your blood vessels to tighten up. It causes liver cancer. It's not good for you. And there's a lot of other things in coffee that aren't good for you that I never talk about. And sugar, alcohol, chocolate, there's a lot of different social poisons, we call them, out there that people indulge in, cigarettes.
Okay, well, tell me about chocolate. We only got a minute left. What's wrong with chocolate?
Well, the milk chocolate, it's dairy, and it has a lot of different, it has the tannins in it. And I also wanted to mention, we do have a workshop we're going to do in your area.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
It's at the Embassy Suites Hotel there in Charlotte, North Carolina, and that's
right.
On Saturday, July 26th.
That's right.
And you're going
to it.
It's
coming up.
So, yeah.
It's coming up. Well, we're just
going to DrBanker.com.
Yeah, DrBanker.com. If you want to call John, his office number is 303-494-4532. 303-494-4532. Thanks, John. We'll talk with you on Tuesday, okay?
All right. It's no charge to call me and talk to me.
All right. Thank you, John.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Absolutely great guy. Hey, he'll be back on Tuesday, so tell all your friends, tune in again. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.